Welcome to Secrets in the Dark. This is season 2. I'm posting episodes every 2 weeks on Saturdays at 3 a.m. I would love if you could hear them. I am really glad that you're around. I would request you, if you want to, you can follow me on all the social media platforms so you can keep updates of when I'm posting. You can also follow me on WordPress so that you can read what I'm writing. You can follow me on Substack so that you can get some stories delivered directly into your email. And yeah, that's it. I hope you're enjoying. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Secrets in the Dark. This is episode 18. It's called There's Something Broken in Me. I hope you're having a great time and I hope you're taking good care of yourself. It is very dehydrating outside of where I live. So if you live anywhere near, please take care of yourself. Drink some water, you know, stay hydrated. And if not, whatever it is that you have to do to take care of yourself, I hope you're doing that. And yes, I'm so glad you're here and thank you for listening. Yes. I feel like I'm missing out on a very important part of growing up. Like my friends, they started talking about crushes and boys when I was in 5th grade. And I used to think then that we were too young and I'd get it eventually. But time passed and everyone got some kind of cute love story that they would look at with nostalgia. The innocent idiots that they used to be. And I didn't have that. I mean, I didn't mind it either then. But in the last 2 years of school, things got serious. Everyone had already had a love of some kind. And sometimes even heartbreak. Really intense ones at that. And I had nothing. I would wonder what it is that people felt. Like, wide-eyed, I'd look at the movie screens, memorize every lyric about love, and read primarily romance books. Yet, nothing felt like anything. And soon enough, it started feeling like something was wrong with me. The first year of college at night when people populated the corridors, whispering to their boyfriends, I was just watching a TV show. Binge watching it. 10 episodes in one night. And no one really felt like I would want to pursue them. You know, just it felt like a sort of emptiness. And I never felt anything that these other people would talk about with such tenderness. It felt like I was not capable of it. As if something was wrong with me. When I took a walk outside at night and couples walked out holding hands, I thought, I should have something like that, right? It must feel good. I want it. Except, I don't want it with anyone I know. Or maybe my standards were too high, or I was blind to the beauty that people held because I was too self-involved. I tried all the weird techniques. I made friends with someone and I saw if it felt like something. It didn't. If it felt that way with a friend that I already know, a friend of the same sex, but as much as I felt love and devotion, I didn't want to take it any further. It just felt like an impossible situation. Online, I would find friends and write letters to people, trying to see if anything clicks. It felt like my peers had something that was so out of my grasp. It scared me then, knowing that I was so late to this, that if I met someone someday, they will look at me and wonder, what's wrong with this person? Maybe I would be all alone forever. What was love anyway? I felt unease at people who always needed a romantic relationship, who couldn't live with themselves. But then I wondered if everyone felt a little bit of this. That they just went ahead with these ideals of love because they were told about them? Do people really feel some kind of sweeping butterflies in the stomach kind of love, or were they just settling for something that was comfortable? None of us could live with ourselves. It was clear to me. But somehow the way I was living was not at the top of anyone's list. Eventually, I tried out different things, dated people and all of that, and it never felt complete. I sit here and wonder if there will ever be something that I call all mine. Something that will truly break my heart, something that will truly feel like something. Till then, I live vicariously through my friends' stories. I sit there and repeat the same things that I have, that I haven't really felt, that haven't really broken my heart. But I feel the need to say it out loud. I sit here and talk of someone I dated, someone I used to know, someone who saw me, but I knew nothing about. And nothing really makes me feel any better. I hear these stories of households being made, of plans of marriage and children, and I feel nothing. Maybe occasional heartbreak at being left behind and never having the experiences that others are having. I sit here and I ask myself, what did I do? Why can't I love anyone? What's so broken in me? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Secrets in the Dark. I will be back 2 weeks later and with a new confession. I hope that you're having fun listening. You can text me, DM me, email me anytime. And yeah, it has been really fun. I am hoping to hear from you soon, and I'm hoping that you want to hear from me soon as well. I will miss you, and I hope you miss me too. Good night.